AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Keep calm and carry on. It's pretty much the game plan for the Americans we talk to as stock markets tumble. They generally expect stock prices to rebound, like federal government worker John Kill in Atlanta.
Overseas, the emerging markets are obviously struggling, but it seems like here in the U.S., everything is still moving along pretty well. Jobs keep increasing, so still seems like a good time to buy it in the U.S. at the very least.
Today, though, was another tough day for China's stock market. It fell 7.6% to an eight-year low. Some other Asian and European markets rebounded today, though. Dow futures are up. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson died last night from that head injury he suffered when a piece of debris struck him at Pocono Raceway. IndyCar driver Ed Carpenter.
You know, obviously Justin was a great professional driver and extremely good at his craft. Beyond that, you know, he was a great guy.
Justin Wilson was 37 years old. Firefighters from Australia and New Zealand have arrived to help battle the western wildfires. We're happy to help, their spokesman said yesterday at a news conference in Boise, Idaho. Another said he knows a lot of the American firefighters are fatigued. You sick of all those car and truck recalls? A new survey finds we are less satisfied with our vehicles than at any time in the past 11 years. And the constant recalls are a factor. High new car prices also figure into that dissatisfaction, according to the survey spokesperson. The NRA is among the groups suing the city of Seattle over its tax on guns. It's being called a gun violence tax. And a Nevada man has pleaded guilty to sending millions of spam messages to Facebook users. This is AP Radio News. President Obama and Vice President Biden lunched together yesterday, both back from their vacations. And this is fueling new speculation about a possible Biden run for the White House. Here's our Mark Smith.
Was challenging Hillary Rodham Clinton part of the table talk at their weekly lunch? The White House won't say, but spokesman Josh Earnest stresses a Biden decision on whether to run isn't likely till the summer's over.
That means he's got another month or so here to think about this.
And even if he does run, the president won't feel caught between his vice president and former secretary of state.
No, I would not describe the president as torn.
While most here expect the president would stay neutral in any such contest, Earnest says he can't rule out Obama eventually making an endorsement in the Democratic primaries. Mark Smith at the White House.
Meanwhile, Republican Rick Perry's presidential campaign says it is now again paying some staffers who lost their salaries earlier this month amid sluggish fundraising. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.